This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Hi there, I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Brett Tannehill. On this hot summer day, we revisit master storyteller Katherine Wyndham Tucker as she muses on her summer vegetable garden and its bounty.
I'm one of the world's worst gardeners, I suppose. But every spring I have to dig in the dirt and plant things. And I've been very fortunate when I had a next-door neighbor, Charlie Lucas, who moved in, who's an excellent gardener. So Charlie and I team up, and Charlie does some of the work, and I do some of the work. But with his help, we have a fine garden. All the winter we ate collard greens and mustard greens out of our garden. And right now we have tomatoes and peas and okra. And it's just one of the finest things that ever happened to me to have a nice gardener move in next to me. I can't wait till the tomatoes are really ready for a tomato sandwich on white bread with real mayonnaise spread on it and thick slices of tomato. But even as a little girl, I always wanted to have a garden, and they would let me have a little row in the family garden, but somehow nothing I planted ever thrived very much. But I don't guess we had the best garden in the world. A good many years ago, when my brother was still living, my older brother, who was 13 years older than I, he was living up in Missouri, and I wrote him one day and told him that I wish he would draw a sketch of a house plan that we grew up, the house where we grew up. He was an engineer, and I knew he could do it well and would remember things better than I did. And he sent me a great house plan that he sketched from memory. All the bedrooms and the winding porch and the back porch and the kitchen and where all the steps were, and every tree that was in the yard, the big crepe myrtle trees and pomegranate tree that grew all the way up to the top of the house. In the back, he put a little plot back there that said, "Garden, never very good." So apparently I grew up not having very good gardeners. But I treasure this house that he, house plan that he drew. It's framed and hanging on the wall in the bedroom in there, together with a picture of the house. But I thought it rather unusual that he would remember that the garden was never very good. Though I do recall that I'd go out and sometimes find a tomato or butter beans and bring in to butter beans for shell for eat them for the noon meal. But right now, I'm watching tomato plants bloom and the little tomatoes form, and one plant which is way ahead of all of its cousins who are in the garden, it has a tomato that's nearly ready to pick. And Charlie and I are watching it very closely, because we have decided that when it is ready, we will half that first tomato so that it'll be very fair. But that garden, you just ought to see it. It's a fine thing. It does not have a caption, "Never very good."
Katherine Tucker Wyndham first became known as an award-winning journalist and photographer, then as an author, and in her later years as a master storyteller. WLRH is the proud holder of an archive of commentaries of Ms. Wyndham's, all produced by WLRH station manager Brett Tannehill. We'll continue to share these through the year. You can find Katherine Tucker Wyndham's musings on tomato sandwiches, along with the prior stories and poems of all our Sundial writers, on our website, WLRH.org. Just click on the Sundial tab. And of course, you'll be able to hear a new episode of the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.